boost for American workers. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That's what President Biden is saying about the building of a new semiconductor factory in Syracuse, New York. That's expected to be the biggest in the country.
My objective is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. Economy that rewards work, not just wealth. An economy that works for everyone.
The president saying the building of this factory will help put America in a position to win the economic position of the 21st century. The better-than-expected economic report earlier today had the president signaling a recovery.
The U.S. GDP grew at a 2.6% rate in the third quarter, ending a two-quarter streak of economic contraction. Consumer spending was up, with inflation continuing to be a top concern for Americans heading into the midterm elections. In a statement, President Biden says Republicans in Congress were rooting for a downturn, but today's report is evidence of a recovery powering forward. Republicans have blamed spending by Democrats for the record-setting inflation rates. The president says Republican policies would raise the cost of prescription drugs, health care, and energy.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting today with his Canadian counterpart, discussing a range of issues, including the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Blinken with praise for Canada, which has taken in over 100,000 refugees.
The generosity toward displaced Ukrainians is part of a long tradition of Canadians opening their arms to people in need, time and again.
Millions of Ukrainians have fled since the Russian invasion began in February. On Wall Street, stocks ended mixed after Facebook's parent company Meta lost another quarter of its value after reporting a second straight quarter of revenue decline amid falling ad sales. The Dow added 194 points, the Nasdaq minus 178, the S&P lost 23. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An arrest is made in Phoenix in the apparent burglary of a Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs' campaign office.
Police in Phoenix say they've arrested a suspect in connection to a burglary that we're told happened early Tuesday morning at Katie Hobbs' campaign headquarters. The Hobbs campaign saying things were stolen, but they haven't said what. And police right now aren't saying who the suspect is. Telling reporters an ID and perhaps a motive will be released later. The drama, as Fox Phoenix polling in Arizona shows Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, trailing Republican Kerry Lake by double digits, less than 2 weeks out from the midterm elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman who was arrested for feeding homeless people in southwest Arizona is suing over local ordinance that regulates food sharing events in public parks. The lawyer for Norma Thornton said the lawsuit is part of a nationwide effort to let people feed those in need. Criminal charges against Thornton were dropped, but she wants the city to stop enforcing the ordinance. A Republican Party leader and former governor hospitalized following a car crash.
Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour was taken to a hospital in Jackson Wednesday after crashing his car, police said. Barbour, who is 75 years old, swerved on a rural road in Yazoo City to avoid hitting a dog. Barbour was airlifted to the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He is reportedly alert and stable, and his injuries are not life-threatening. Barbour oversaw the state's recovery following 2005's Hurricane Katrina. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York City has its first female fire commissioner. Mayor Eric Adams has appointed acting fire commissioner Laura Cavanaugh to lead the department on a permanent basis. Cavanaugh has served as acting commissioner since the retirement of Commissioner Daniel Nigro in February. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.